In the wake of Robin Williams' passing, of course, the suicide, the tragic suicide, many questions have been discussed. This topic has come up many, many times. And it's interesting to note that our next guest, Dr. George Northoff, who's a brain scientist out of Ottawa, thinks he's maybe located a section in the brain that has something to do with what you call hopeless or hopelessness that may affect why people end up deciding to do what they do to end their lives. So, Dr. Northoff, first of all, is this all about, you know, finding this mechanism in the brain?
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's a mechanism in the brain which can also be triggered by external environment, life events. So you cannot really say whether it's brain or environment. It's like dancing a tango. It's the two of them.
So you're now, in your research, what are you looking for?
So we are looking particularly when the brain is just spontaneously active without performing any specific task. And what we see there is that particular regions in the brain, particularly in the middle of the brain, they display a relatively high level of what we call resting state activity. The whole brain has resting state activity, but there are some specifics and some particulars about this resting state activity in these midline regions, right in the middle of the brain. And that seems to be abnormally elevated in patients with depression, and particularly when you have strong suicidal ideation. And most interestingly, that these midline regions are very much in charge of sort of anticipating the future. So when you think about, when you get up in the morning, you think it's 8 a.m., you eat your cereal, and you think about your first meeting at 10 a.m. So you already anticipate that meeting. And that's probably when your midline structures are very active, your midline regions. And that seems to be changed when you have suicidal thoughts, that you cannot make this anticipation anymore. And you cannot project yourself into the future. And then, of course, you become very hopeless because you don't have access to the future anymore, because ultimately this is what keeps us going.
Wow, this is fascinating. So then now, does it have to be something, an event in the present? Can it be an event in the past that gets you there? Does it matter?
Both. It can be a recollection of past events, like the the death of a very close one, which mm-hmm. can lead you into depression, and also suicidal thoughts, but also an event in the present, or anticipated future events, like you drink your coffee at 8 a.m. and you anticipate a complete disaster at 10 a.m. where basically your whole existence is ruined. You just anticipate that mentally, and that, of course, can right shoot you into the depressed mode.
So if that's the case, and you can sort of, you know, localize this part of the brain responsible for that kind of behavior, is there some hope here that you can prevent this going forward?
That's exactly. So we're currently collecting a lot of data, look particularly in the relation between this projection, anticipation of future, and these midline regions, and how that is related to your sense of self. And if that is further supported, then we really hope that we might also develop some training programs in association with the Institute of Mental Health Research in Ottawa and the Brain and Mind Center in Ottawa, that we can develop specific training programs for training this projection on anticipation into the future. It's basically time training, extending yourself into the future. And that then we hope that some of the symptoms, suicidal ideation, hopelessness, depressed ruminations, and all these kinds of symptoms that are then sort of minimized and do not appear as such.
Wow, it's fascinating stuff. Dr. Northoff, I thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Dr. George Northoff on hopefully a cure down the road, at least the determination of being able to maybe come up with a cure, whether it be psychological or whether it have to do with, you know, drugs, but at least to be able to localize that part of the brain where hopelessness lives and be able to turn things around for people who are close to thinking that there is no hope for the future.